Putting the brakes on worldwide population growth could help curb dangerous greenhouse gas emissions, according to a new UN report. State of the World Population 2009 says an effective way to achieve both goals is to empower women with education and reproductive rights. But while women are one of the groups most vulnerable to the effects of climate change, they have largely been overlooked in the global warming debate. Lead author Robert Engelman says this is the first report in which a United Nations agency has connected climate change to human population and the status of women.
Women in charge of their own lives can change climate for the better.
Engelman notes that women manage households. They are more likely to be poor and live in areas vulnerable to floods, rising seas, and storms. That makes it harder for them to get food, water, or energy for their families. Engelman says the unequal burden they shoulder from climate change has been largely ignored.
If you look at the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change and the wording of it, and you read the Kyoto Protocol, you will not find the word gender. You will not find the word women, and you will not find the word population.
This hasn't gone unnoticed by women's groups or indeed by the authors of this report, who will be in Copenhagen in December at the UN Climate Summit. Engelman says any new global warming deal that comes from the meeting must address the special impact of climate change on women as a matter of equality and human rights.
If people will listen to them and if they can be at tables, negotiating tables, village councils, whatever, these perspectives can really inform their work on climate change. Most importantly, freeing women to contribute to addressing climate change is practical, it's hopeful, and it's necessary because of the scope of the crisis.
Engelman says the UN report describes how women can be a powerful force in climate change mitigation.
Women, for example, produce most of the food in Africa, and their own efforts to improve their farm soils, grow the most resilient crops, can take literally suck carbon out of the air and put it into soil and the roots of plants. We found evidence that suggests that where women's groups are most active in countries on a whole range of issues around women's well-being, deforestation tends to be less than is otherwise the case.
Engelman adds, however, that in their role as environmental stewards, women sometimes face major obstacles.
They often face opportunity costs imposed by their low status relative to men. They're often relatively invisible when agricultural extension efforts reach a community or humanitarian relief efforts. Their mobility and their options are often undermined by the caretaking burdens of families that are made large, not so much by their own reproductive aspirations or intentions, but their simple lack of access to reproductive health care and family planning.
200 million women worldwide lack access to family planning services they want or need, says Engelman, who's also vice president for programs at the World Watch Institute. Decades of family planning research, he says, make it clear that girls empowered with education and access to family planning services have smaller families as adults.
And not because anyone's telling them to do this because it'll help the climate change situation or is better for some other reason, not because anyone is pressuring them to do this, because this is what they want. They want this for their own lives and their own opportunities.
Family planning is not a quick fix to climate change, Engelman says, but he believes educating women and giving them access to health care and reproductive choice are steps in the right direction.
Why should we pass up the opportunity and the potential of nearly 3.5 billion agents of change, women and girls, who can help slow and eventually stop climate change and can build social resilience to its impacts?
Engelman says that for the government leaders, policymakers, and climate negotiators meeting in Copenhagen, the central message of the UN population report boils down to this: women, their lives, their status, and their human development matter to climate change now and in the future. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.